We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of really great, Albert Breer is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. His column today at MMQB, the headline, Dan Snyder will never take responsibility and Roger Goodell won't make him. Albert, good column. I just read it a little while ago, and you're right. I mean, it's amazing how hypocritical they are. You get these long reports publicly on the play when a player does something or a team, but never when it's the owner. And they don't care. They're shameless. They're there's no shame in it, right? They don't. Yeah, you know, what did anybody ask Roger Goodell? I'm asking a thousand questions. I apologize, but did anyone ask Roger Goodell why he was lying about saying that the people wanted anonymity, which is obviously not true, as you point out in your column?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because we didn't get a chance to follow back up with him. They made him available late last night.
Yeah,
it was only for a few minutes. I can actually tell you, like, that during a string of questions about the Washington football team, they actually handed the mic to a reporter who they knew was there to ask another question.
Wow.
And he didn't ask for it, but, like, he got it anyway. They do not want to answer any more questions about this. And, I mean, look, like, I think, you know, part of it is on – I mean, like, a lot of it's on Snyder himself, because if he's answering the questions, everybody else doesn't have to quite as much. But because he's remained silent, because his wife has done almost nothing – because they've thrown their coach into traffic, and their coach has nothing to do with any of this because it all predates him. No, now you have other owners and the league having to answer for what went on there. And, I mean, I don't feel bad for those people either because they're covering for him.
Yeah, right.
You know, but certainly I think that this who's most responsible for what went on there in Washington. And, you know, it's another reminder that the commissioner is not the boss of the owners. The owners are the boss.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you don't see any ramifications then coming out of Washington, Albert, do you?
Well, I mean, they've already been fined $10 million. But if you look at the wording of the fine, they didn't find Snyder, they fined the team. So, like, there's no direct culpability there. And then they say he's been removed from day-to-day operations of the team, yet he's at every game. And whenever you call it a suspension, you'll get a call from his handlers telling you that it isn't a suspension. So,
right.
I mean, like, that's the thing that's so messed up about this, guys, is, like, that, like, at every turn, like, the reaction there is to just continue to push back that, like, they did anything wrong. And the owner is, I think, the most guilty because, I everything to him is about, like, well, like, you said this, you called it this or you called it that. How about, like, you address what you actually did and what you were responsible for and what went on there for 20 years? You know, you're not getting that from them. And so, I mean, it's a messed up situation. And, you know, I it's funny. I asked another owner this today. I was like, do you think of one thing that Dan Snyder's done in 20 years for either his team or the league to make something better? And the answer was no. You know, he's taken one of, like, the most iconic brands in the sport, one of the flagship franchises in the sport, and taken that brand and just driven it into the ground.
Yeah, he's awful.
I mean, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. You guys know that, Dustin. I'm about the same age as you.
Yep.
And that was an iconic franchise when we were kids. It's a laughing stock now. It's actually, like, borderline impressive. Like, impressive is not the right word, remarkable maybe, how like the whole brand of that franchise has just been like systematically torn apart, almost like they're trying to do it.
We're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. Albert, from one messy situation to another, Deshaun Watson, the commissioner, was asked about this as well, said he's not suspended. They don't have enough information, which seems odd because I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like guys have been suspended with similar or even less information. You correct me if I'm wrong, please. But so that, and do you think he will ultimately be traded by Tuesday?
Well, first part of it, like I would say there's been like a little bit of a shift in the way that they handle these things. And you're right that it used to be that, you know, the commissioner's exempt list was a way to sort of push pause on a situation, right? So, like, if the league didn't want to, deal with something, they could take somebody, put them on the exempt list while they figure stuff out, right? Yeah. And that would seem to be like the perfect place to put someone like Deshaun Watson, where, I mean, like, we don't know whether he's guilty or not. There are very few people like that know whether or not he's guilty or not, and that has to go through the court system. So. The commissioner's exempt list would seem to be a good place to put him because it's sort of putting pushing pause on that situation. The thing is, I think it was 3-4 years ago, the Zeke Elliott situation, things changed where Jerry Jones really pushed back. And I think he had some other owners behind him, too, that were basically making the point that we shouldn't be try to act as our own Bureau of Investigations. Like, we shouldn't be usurping what the authorities are doing. And in cases where there's ongoing litigation or there's a police investigation going on, we shouldn't be making decisions based on our own findings when the police haven't even made a decision. So I say there's a little bit of a shift there, and that this reflects that. That said, the owners that have called Roger on this and asked would he be available to play right away have gotten vague answers. And I'm not positive that he gets traded before Tuesday anyway. I do think there are some interested parties. There's some parties that are interested, of course, in trading for him. And I do think that, you know, obviously Deshaun's got a very vested interest in being traded. And I think the Texans owner, Bob McNair, would like to see him traded as well because he doesn't want to deal with this anymore. But until Nick Casario gets his price, I don't know that they're going to move him. And I would just say, as long as teams want to tie 50 different conditions to any trade, I think Nick is content to sit on his rights and wait till the off season to deal him. So I would tell you it's probably 50-50 now. I think there's a chance he winds up in Miami, but I don't think it's a sure thing by any means.
If he doesn't get traded, Albert, and let's assume he doesn't play at all for Houston the rest of the year, do you think some of the other teams that are interested in acquiring him this offseason will try to push the commissioner to suspend him this year to get it out of the way before? And it would benefit if the Texans are not going to play him anyway, it would benefit the Texans for the suspension to happen this year so he could play next year in theory and they'd get more in a trade.
Yeah, I don't think the league would sign off on that just because I don't think that they're going to move faster than the legal system moves. And I know that in a case like this, that obviously leaves you in this sort of great unknown, you know, because you don't know how long it's going to take. There are obviously a lot of different lawsuits here. It's 23, I think, still 22, 23. And then 10, you know, criminal investigations. And so, I think if, you know, sort of ruling on an indictment from the grand jury, that could push them to suspend him. If there's a settlement, then obviously I think a suspension will be in play. I think he's going to have to serve a suspension at some point. I just think at this point, after the way that these have gone for the league over the last 8 or 9 years, they've sort of resolved themselves not to move faster than the legal system. So, I think it would help some matters if he could serve a suspension now, but I don't think the NFL's interest is in, helping, manage the needs of Deshaun Watson or helping manage the needs of teams that might be interested in trading for him, or the Texans for that matter.
Albert Breer with us, MMQB. Albert, let's get to the Browns here in this weekend against Pittsburgh. Baker Mayfield practiced today. They're saying he's going to try and give it a go on Sunday. I don't know if this is the right call with the fractured shoulder for him to try and give it a go. I wonder if you know, he's just trying to be tough. Does he not want Case Keenum to beat him out? Like, is there something more to this? Or is this Baker Mayfield thinking that he's 100%? And because, like, here's the thing. Like, I don't want to hear excuses if Baker plays and doesn't play well. Because if he puts himself out there on the field, I expect him to play at 100% level.
Right. And I think, like, there's the competitive part of him that's going to want to go. And, you know, he got, like, the 2 weeks rest. So I think you'd hope that it was, you know, he's back to the point where he can be more functional and more accurate. And I think that's really what it's about, Dustin, is, like, can he get himself in a physical position where it's not, like, even, like, I don't know, it's even, like, a pain management thing. More so it's just what's it, like how is the injury affecting his mechanics? How is the injury affecting how he plays? I think that was sort of – I know that was part of why they decided to give him the break. And, that's sort of like a moving target, too, from day to day. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But, yeah. I know he's pushing to play. And, you're right. Like, if he winds up out there, you give him credit for being tough, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you give anybody a mulligan on whatever the result might
be.
That's right.
You can't get credit for being tough and then get a pass for playing poorly. The two things don't go together.
Well, I guess part of your responsibility as a quarterback is not putting your team in a bad position. And,
that's right.
I think a huge part, like, I think that this is a piece of, like, leadership is recognizing I'm not helping the team by being out there. And if somebody tells you that that's the case and, you know, is watching you practice or sees you early in the game and decides you need to be pulled, you need to listen to them.
Is Baker is clearly the third best quarterback in the league in this division, Albert. Is it by a lot? Is he close to either of the other two guys or no?
So I guess you're saying Roethlisberger is the worst, right?
Yeah, at this point. I mean, of the young guys anyway, yeah.
It sounds weird to say that still, though.
It does sound weird, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lamar is, got an MVP. So, like, yeah. I think Lamar is still number one. Burrow is closing fast, though. And, like, it just sort of feels to me the way that Joe's playing, the way he commands that offense. So the things you hear out of Cincinnati about, like, what he's done to change the culture there and kind of, like, how the whole mentality there is different than it has been in a while, I have a hard time not putting Burrow second. Just because I think where Baker was part of the change in Cleveland, it feels to me like Burrow is, like, driving the change in Cincinnati, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where I sort of give the edge to Burrow. And that doesn't mean I don't think Baker's a good player. I just think, like, you look at Burrow and what he was in year one and then the injury and being able to come off the injury the way that he has, and you think about, like, kind of all of that bundled together, and it's like, what's this guy going to be able to do with, like, a regular off season? You know, what's this guy going to be able to do when he has OTAs and he's not spending a chunk of training camp trying to get comfortable on his knee? I think I would not be surprised if Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback by the end of the year, or at the very least going into next year.
Albert, wanted to ask your thoughts on Mike Tomlin the other day. You tweeted about it.
Yep.
One of the great responses from any coach you'll ever hear about the USC job. Does that response from part of me thinks that the response from him makes him more appealing for the USC job, you know?
Yeah. And you know what's funny, Dustin, is like I sort of wonder if there was, like, some, like, game of telephone going on here, you know, like how, you know, like, you're in the sixth grade and, like, someone says something, and then by the time it goes through, like, five or six different people, it's something else completely.
Right.
And I sort of wonder if, like, by the time it got to Tomlin, like, someone was telling him, oh, well, I heard you were, like, interested in the SC job. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Which wasn't what Carson Palmer said at all. Like, you know, and I there have been some people that have sort of sniffed around at the possibility of Mike Tomlin, and the reason why is because this is his 15th year there. He's now been there as long as Bill Cowher was. And so, you know, based on that, based on the fact that they've done shorter-term contracts with him as a rule, based on the fact that the quarterback's older and might be gone, you know, I don't think a place like USC or NFL teams, for that matter, that have openings would be doing their job if they didn't look outside the box and think about things like that, right? Like, so if somebody in a booster meeting, whatever it is, at SC said, you know what? Like, would it hurt to ask Mike Tomlin? Because if you look at it, like, he's been there forever. They may not have a quarterback next year. Maybe this is just a point in his career where he's looking for a change. Like, good for them for thinking of that, right? And shame on anybody who doesn't think outside the box that way when you're making a hire, because you should be thinking that way.
But in the end, if you're Tomlin, I agree, you should be thinking that way. Even if Tomlin did, for whatever reason, let's say he got fired, which seems unlikely, but, like, wouldn't there be 15 teams in the NFL that would want to hire him? Why would he go to college ultimately, right?
Well, I mean, like, look, like, there are different pieces to college versus pro, and I don't know what Mike Tomlin wants.
He was insulted, highly insulted.
He may want to be with the Steelers for 30 years and retire there and everything else. Like, so I don't know specifically what he wants. What I can tell you is the idea of going to college appeals to some people, and it's not so much – there's pluses and minuses to both, and Dustin knows this. I mean, the pay is actually pretty close now, right? Like, it's not like college coaches are making that much less. You know, on top of that, like, I think it's sort of the question is, do you want power? Because if you want power, you go, like, college coaches have power and can build things the way they want and can pick their own players, right? Like, so in college, you have power and you're developing younger guys, so you're going to have kind of like more of a hammer with your players. You know, in the pros, you don't have to deal with recruiting and, you know, you're handling kind of grown men. You don't have to worry about like what they're doing in class and that sort of stuff. So, there are pluses and minuses to both. But, you know, I heard somebody, like, compare, like, well, this is like if somebody asked Dave Roberts if he would want the Cal State Fullerton baseball job. Like, get out of here with that. Like, what does the baseball coach at Fullerton make? Like, $300,000, right?
Right.
And, like, the USC coach is going to make $7 or $8 million. So I think that there's a small handful of college jobs that are on par with NFL jobs. It's not every job, but there are a handful of them where it's like those are the sorts of places where the, you know, certain coaches might think like, wow, that would be pretty cool to coach there. And I think USC is in that small handful.
Great stuff as always, Albert. We appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks. And appreciate you guys bearing with me on the train here and all the ruffling and everything else.
We appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Albert.
Albert Breer, MMQB.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.